impossible.
When you're cleaning up a massive oil spill, what do you need to bring to the party? How about a giant steel box that weighs 100 tons? What if I told you it was a stroke of a key, the wrong one, that sent the market crashing and eventually rebounding, but one of the worst crashes we've seen in years, in 11 years, because somebody went for the wrong key. It's a true story. I'm serious. We have other things to jump into, including Faisal Shahzad and the fallout over his relationship with a terror group. Which one? The Pakistani Taliban, or is it somebody else? They're saying the note from the Taliban. I guess they do hand out notes, really more through the internet. They said that Shahzad did a brave job, but he wasn't one of theirs. That's interesting, isn't it? Sad news, too, from Nashville. We'll talk about this. The flood was terrible. I mentioned I've never seen anything like it in recent times. We've had lots of floods. We've had levees that have overflowed, as we know, and rivers. But a pure flood just based on rain, we had over 20-plus inches. Boy, it's rough on those people in Nashville. The music really died in that city for 3 to 4 days. They're just starting to come back now. And a lot of people who retired were among the people that were killed by those awful flood waters from the Cumberland River. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, American Tonight, the name of the show. Don't worry, we will lighten the load. If you have a suggestion for best or favorite TV mom, you want to send it to me now at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. I'm going to exclude automatically from this discussion, okay, Roseanne Barr. She's off the list, I got to tell you. You could say everybody hates Chris. Have you ever seen that? Rochelle Rock? I might put her on the list. I've seen that show a couple of times. And if you're going to write in about Desperate Housewives, I think they're all mothers, every single one of them in that show. There were some great TV moms from the 80s. Meredith Baxter, Bernie, remember Family Ties, the show that really put Michael J. Fox on the map. I mean, that show was around for a while. The Cosby Show, Felicia Rashad, she was Claire Huxtable. You could possibly put, if you saw Who's the Boss, that show was another one that lasted for a while. Judith Light, who was Angela Bauer. Murphy Brown, Candice Bergen was Murphy Brown. She was a mother in the later years. Growing Pains, Joanna Kern, she was Maggie Seaver. That show hung around. That was on from 85 to 92. And you know which show I like in reruns? I didn't see it when it was actually on and airing, but The Wonder Years. Allie Mills, she was the mom in that show. You might have a better list of your favorite TV moms, or just one. You could narrow it down. In fact, we could do a cheesy little poll, because you know I'm so fond of the political polls. We'll do our own cheesy little best TV mom poll on the fly. Send it to me, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Right from the get-go here, let's talk, though, about Shahzad. On the Sunday shows, you're going to hear a lot about this suspect and how did he assimilate, how did he get through the net, how could he become a citizen, what happened at the airport, whose fault is that, who's in charge, should he have been Mirandized? I mean, there's so many aspects to it. Bottom line is, for me, folks, as many Shahzads as we can get out of this country, we need them out of the country. Because there are, really are, sleeper cell type people. Whether they're motivated by themselves, whether there is a greater, bigger cause that they're connected to, how many people like this former financial analyst guy will eventually emerge, just waiting in the shadows in some suburb somewhere, trying to get a handle on how to make a bomb, because he was a crappy bomb maker, and that's why that didn't go off. He didn't know how to use a detonator. He didn't even have it hooked up right. So it scared people, and rightfully so, and cleared out Times Square, but nobody hurt in this one, thank goodness. Just like Abdullah Muttalib, he didn't know what he was doing. But what about the connection and the connection to the Taliban? We're always saying Al-Qaeda, but here it's all about the Taliban. And the thought was, and many of you have called the show and said this, well, you know, we're trying to, our efforts in Afghanistan are to get rid of the tentacles of the Taliban, but the Taliban's not as bad as Al-Qaeda is, for goodness sake. Really? I mean, a terrorist is a terrorist, right? And now suddenly this is emerging, and those camps are mixed with Taliban folks. Here's what Republican Pete Hoekstra had to say about the Taliban and that connection, that Shahzad connection.
We won't get our first official briefing on classified information hopefully later today, but from a number of other sources, I'm gleaning the information that there probably is a very strong link between this individual and the Taliban in Pakistan, and you're absolutely right. If this is accurate, it would be a game changer. Well, what we really need to do at that point in time, John, is we then will have two organizations that are focused on attacking the American homeland, Al-Qaeda on the Arabian Peninsula, Al-Awlaki, and then the Taliban in Pakistan. We need to make sure that our intelligence community has every tool in its toolbox to go off, to go after what we call these one-off, smaller, smaller attacks on the United States. These are very, very difficult to detect. They are going to be very, very hard to stop. We're just going to have to get much more aggressive and perhaps more creative in terms of how we gather intelligence to find these plots, to find these individuals, and to stop them. Well, obviously, what we've seen, with what happened at Fort Hood, what we saw on Christmas Day, and what we saw at Times Square, the strategy here of quick law enforcement. I give total credit to the New York Police Department, the FBI, for being so good after the fact. But just think if the guy in Times Square were a suicide bomber and had decided to stay in the SUV and saw that something was going wrong and started messing with the wires and these types of things and had an explosion. I don't think we're all that far away from having suicide bombers coming into the United States, at which point in time prosecution, law enforcement, after the fact, really doesn't make any difference at all. The focus has to be on the front end, stopping these things, not law enforcement. That would be my perspective, and I'm sure the Taliban, I'm sure that Al-Qaeda on the Arabian Peninsula, they're going back now and they're saying, okay, what went wrong? Were there problems with the materials? Were there problems with the individuals? Do they need more training? You can bet that they're evaluating each of these incidents. They're going through and correcting them just like we should be in terms of analyzing the procedures that we are using to keep America safe. Like I said, this is very, very hard. We got to be at the top of our game to be able to stop these things. Right now, I think we
all right, so you get that, what Hoekstra is saying, the congressman, he's right. We've got to be at the top of our game. That's what I said. And all of you know this. That's why you can't chase off the best and the brightest in the CIA or the FBI, frankly, because there are some good people that work for those organizations. And when you constantly slap them down, that's when they take that early retirement. And all those years and all those skills they've developed are lost in the sauce. And how about people who speak Farsi? How about people who know what's happening and know how to assimilate on the other side of things? That is key because you got to get into the mosque. More in the Pakistani Taliban as they are obviously expanding who they're allied with. And in talking about the Times Square thing, as I said, we're always going with Al-Qaeda, but there are other groups. So obviously they're ambitious in a nasty, nasty way. And we'll talk about that coming up in just a few.
Times are tough, and you got to stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant 20%. $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Idas Resources. May 6, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 1181.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12,13.49, $606.75 for a half ounce, or $303.37 for the quarter ounce. That's $12,13.49, $606.75, or $303.37.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will write you a song.
All right, so you can come away with us here on America Tonight. Kate, hanging out with all of you in every nook and cranny. 800-259-5791. Geez, now we have to worry about the Taliban. Wasn't it at one time that the Taliban was just about holding on to land territory in those tribal areas to train fighters and whatnot? Now it's become worse. I mean, now there's no question they're training fighters for jihad against not only American and NATO forces in Afghanistan, but obviously to strike out and branch out and strike out at others as well. And the Taliban will say it's because of the drone strikes and things that have happened lately that they are also aligning themselves with splinter cells and so-called guns for hire and whatnot. So this group has changed. They're like shapeshifters, if you know what that is. They've morphed into a much different thing. It's about actually even having the one-hit wonder try to make a strikeout somewhere, and that's looks like what has happened with Faisal Shahzad, because he did train in one of the camps, so they're adding tactics and skills and all that sort of thing to the targets and what they're actually going after. But threatening countries like the United States, now it's becoming bigger. That's more in their sights, and that wasn't in the past. Al-Qaeda was the group that was the influential group, if you remember, not so much the Pakistani Taliban, but now with the Taliban partnering up with Al-Qaeda in Pakistan, this has changed things. And there are people who spend their life tracking militant networks, for a career. And this agenda now has gotten better if you mix the two together and you think of the hornet's nest and that dicey area in the Pakistan-Afghanistan border. So that's not great news. That's the one thing you get out of the Faisal Shahzad thing. Whether the one Pakistan group says we have no links to him whatsoever, there are others, three others willing to step up and say, oh, absolutely, he's one of ours. And the bottom line is he was at a camp, and his passport clearly shows he was out of the country and he was gone for 5 months. It's just a question of who was around and who was training, and ultimately was there a bigger mission in, as he was in this training camp along that hotbed of the Pakistan western border, and is it possible that he got instruction in that area from one of the groups, because you've got a bunch of training camps. You would think we would be able to just blast those camps, but you know, they're wise to the way of the drones and the surprise attacks, and that hasn't happened. I mean, some have been nailed, but not so much the camps. They've been nailed in other so-called safe houses. And you know that several of the big kingpins in the kingpins have been able to have fallen one by one. But there are still plenty left. So now it's a question of the FBI. It's not saying very much, and I don't know that they necessarily should come clean on this, but they're not saying when they were able to pick up the scent of Shahzad, because remember they lost the suspect at one point. So you got the Pakistan expanding, morphing into something different, hooking up a little bit more with Al-Qaeda, and then you've got some of our intelligence folks saying, forget it, I'm not going to work for the organization anymore, because if something happens and goes wrong, they're going to turn their back on me. How much does that scare, you know, any of you listening? I'll tell you, that's the one thing that scares me, is scaring off the best people we have. Because this is an elusive enemy, whether it's big, small, or melding, or morphing. Bottom line is, you don't want to wake up tomorrow to find out that your city's under siege by some bomb that went off somewhere, or something else that's just equally as heinous, I guess, is what I'm getting at. A lot of you are starting to hit me up here on AmericaTonight.net with the TV mom thing, so I'm going to go to that in a second. I'll jump to that in just a second, but I wanted to hit on a couple of other quick things for you right at the top. We're going to jump into the illegal immigration fray, as the president had something else to say, because he's kind of caught in the crosshairs now. A lot of Latino groups are upset with the prez for saying that this might not be the right time to bring up illegal immigration, because it's been a rough year for the people on the Hill, and it would be too much to try to tackle that. And in honor of Cinco de Mayo, which was just the other day, there were some students that were wearing American flag shirts that were sent home from school because of the fact that it was Cinco de Mayo. And it does bring up something interesting. Is it cultural disrespect on Cinco de Mayo to wear a t-shirt with the American flag? And, you know, and this happened in the Bay Area, and I don't understand why the kids were sent home unless they were taunting or harassing other kids that were obviously of Hispanic descent. What's the diff if they wore that? You know, if you look at the old, and it was Old Navy shirts that they had on. Old Navy has a ton of that American style gear. I've got a bunch of those shirts. Maybe some of you have some of the Old Navy, you know, shirts. So there was a kid and four of his friends who have worn those shirts plenty of times, and they had the shirts on that day. Cinco de Mayo, there was a large Mexican-American with this one school. It's called Live Oak High School, has a large Mexican-American student population, and they decided that that was a no-no, that they couldn't have these American flag T-shirts, and that the vice principal asked two of the boys to actually remove some bandanas they had on their heads and for the others to turn their American flag T-shirts inside out. When they refused to do it, they had to go to the principal's office, and then the rest is history from there. They were told they couldn't wear it because they had to be sensitive to Mexican-Americans because it was supposed to be their holiday. And the administrator said their T-shirts were incendiary and it would lead to fights on campus, and said that they would be suspended if they didn't do it, if they didn't take off the shirts or the gear or whatever. So they were booted home. I'm going to call foul on that. Even if they were trying to stir the pot, I think it's wrong. I think it's wrong because I know the shirts they were wearing, and depending on the population anyway, if you had other people celebrating Cinco de Mayo, the school was recognizing it, then by highlighting it, you're just fueling the fire. So with that amount of kids doing the American flag thing, I wouldn't have fueled that fire anyway. I would have left it alone. I mean, it's totally crazy because the school, to me, is bowing down to politically correct interests. And, you know, they just don't want to rock the boat, especially in California. So I don't understand, because as Americans, we're Americans first, right? But we embrace our differences, our cultural differences. Who cares? Irish, Italian, Mexican, Guatemalan, you know, Spanish, whatever. Whatever ethnic background grandpa or grandma was from, or great-great, however far back you go. So I think to point it out, the students didn't do anything wrong. Single them out in their own country is just stupid, and at school it's stupid. Even if they were trying to, you know, throw it in the other kid's face, if they weren't yelling things, they weren't being abusive, and so what, they had the T-shirts, I don't get it. I don't see what the big deal is. Maybe I'm missing something here. Now, you may disagree, and I say bring it on. Agree, disagree, doesn't matter. All shades of everything welcome here. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I think it's ridiculous. If I had a kid and they went to a school and they wanted, excuse me, to wear an American T-shirt flag, and I said I have this shirt, I know what it is. So it's not some giant flag all over your body anyway. It's an Old Navy T-shirt, which a lot of their stuff is. I would be upset with the school, because I think I would cry foul on that one. How about you? 800-259-5791. We'll take your calls on the flip side.
My sinuses, they feel like they'll explode.
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-204-2119. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. Call 1-800-204-2119. That's 800-204-2119. 800-204-2119.
In March, Alex Jones announced that eFoods Direct was putting together a high-volume, pre-production order of the new QuickFix meals. By waiting for production and shipping of their orders, families were able to receive one free item for every three that they bought. Since the final shutdown of this buy three, get one free program, we've had a lot of folks calling, disappointed that they missed the order deadline. Listen carefully. Starting immediately, eFoodsDirect.com will take pre-production orders for a buy three, get one free program for 1 week ending May 14th at midnight. You will receive one free item for every three that you order of the selected products. These orders will begin shipping the first week of June. To order on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/GCN or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633. Again, that's eFoodsDirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633.
Causing a stir in California. How dare some students wear a shirt with an American flag on it when it is Cinco de Mayo, after all. And probably, if you wanted to look at it from a different point of view, you could just pick different days where you could not wear an American flag or display anything American on your body, on your T-shirt or whatever, because you could pick different days. So they could have an Irish day, an Italian day, a Hungarian day, a Polish day. You see where I'm going with this. Anyway, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, if you want to throw in your 2 cents. I'm starting to get a bunch of hits on the Internet, so americatonight.net. AmericaTonight.net as well. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, you didn't think I'd let the week go by without calling on my last on Thursday, right?
Of course. You sound tired, brother. Did you work a bunch of doubles or something?
I actually worked, I shouted at one of my coworkers, and I apologized profusely because he didn't make me angry. The freaking world did, and he kind of hollered back, and then I let loose like a idiot, and I called him, and I said, man, I'm sorry, you didn't do anything. Well, I did it. But, you know, it's taking a toll, and you people are probably laughing, saying, oh, good for you, you dummy. And, you know, everything just is like boiling and bubbling up. Just a couple topics. My brother called me today, and he said, have you seen the news? The Dow's down 1,000 points. He goes, what's yeah. going on? And then my baby brother, he's driving an 18-wheeler through Maine, and he calls me. Did you hear about this guy on the...
Whoops. We lost Mark. Mark, sorry, we had the phones slip off there. I'll throw out the number again, 800-259-5791. He was in mid-thought. We're having a little problem with the phone system, so don't fret if you're trying to get through. That's probably what it is that's kicking you off. So in talking about the students being kicked off campus for wearing these American flag T-shirts for Cinco de Mayo, they did a poll in the Bay Area because it was, you know, the Bay Area where this happened, which traditionally you'd think, well, that's a pretty liberal area, right, if you wanted to look at it from that point of view. But the people were horrified. They didn't like it at all. They thought it was way over the top, too PC. In fact, in the local poll, you know, 88% said they were furious with what happened. I mean, completely furious at the, you know, at the reaction of the school and what they decided to do with the students, telling them to turn the shirt inside out and, you know, that they can't wear this because this is a special day, a Mexican holiday. And if for no other reason, if the kids were really trying to say, and, you know, their kids will be kids, if they were trying to stick it to them, and the shirts, by the way, are shirts they had worn before, and you could tell, I saw pictures of them, but if they were trying to stick it to them, then why encourage that? In other words, why you send them home? I mean, you're just asking for it. You're asking to create something there. You didn't have to create it. They should have been able to just wear the shirts. That's it. Then there's no problem. I mean, I think it's really over the top. It's too PC that we've gotten down to that point. The students didn't do anything wrong to single them out in their own country while we've got these, and this is a weird tie-in, I know, but while we have these wars going on that a lot of people aren't even acknowledging for the most part, yeah, it's not right. I've got to call foul on that. I understand that the administrators thought that it was on purpose, okay, but I think it was the wrong thing to challenge. It wasn't worth it. In other words, I would have let it go and left it at that, because instead you get big national headlines and it's all, you know, for a negative reason. So to me, that does, you know, to me that says stupid. You know, makes no sense from the school point of view. It's just negative, and you're going to get bombarded with calls and notes and everything else, and open up the potential even for lawsuits if they wanted to go, the parents wanted to go in that direction. All right, I'm going to go to the mailbag, because I've gotten a couple of people that quickly who have thrown in their thoughts on this thing that happened in California with the students thrown off campus for the day on Cinco de Mayo. But also, I have some TV moms, people that are also wanting to say something about that. The second hour of the show, because it's Mother's Day weekend, we were talking about the television moms, and here are some more of those that were pointed out to me. And see, a lot of you are going back. How about Mrs. Partridge? When you were a kid, you might have watched The Partridge Family, so that would be Shirley Jones. Maybe you watch All in the Family, or you watch it in reruns. That would be Edith Bunker. There was Esther Roll. Oh, I like that show, Good Times. I've watched that on TV Land, and I don't know why. I like that show. This is funny. Marion Ross from Happy Days would be a big one. The Jeffersons, another good one. Isabel Stanford on the Jeffersons. These are all names that were suggested to me, by the way, through email. How about eight is enough? This one's from Adam. Kate, how about eight is enough? I was really young, but I liked that show with all the kids. I think it's eight is, and he had question mark, it's eight is enough. And who he's thinking of is Abby Bradford. But I think Abby Bradford was played by two different actresses. Betty Buckley's the one that comes to mind, and that's all I can think of. And then we have one from Jake who says, hey, you want to really go on a throwback mission? How about One Day at a Time? You see that Valerie Bertinelli, who got the hot bod, is making a lot of news. But Bonnie Franklin was the mother in this show, and I would probably list her. She's a pretty decent mother. All right, so One Day at a Time. Then a couple of you like, let's see. I'm going to rifle off a couple of thoughts on the flag thing. Jean says, just caught in your last break, something about the flags. Will you explain how many kids were involved? Well, it looks like there was five kids involved that were kicked off of the campus because they wouldn't do what they were told to do, to wear their shirts inside out. All right, let's try this again with the phones. Let's go to Stu in Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
Alice from Alice.
Oh, Alice from, yeah, the diner. What was it called? It's Alice.
Mel's Diner.
Mel's Diner.
The name of the show. I think the show was called Alice, though, wasn't it?
I think it was, too, yeah.
Well, I thought it was. I can't put Bonnie Franklin in there, crying out loud. Her oldest daughter turned out to be a crackhead, and the other one turned out to be a slut.
I was kind of thinking that, but okay, so we'll X her off the list.
What, listen. I heard you say something about cultural or blah, 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 blah.
Differences,
blah, blah.
Yeah.
I really don't give a damn because here in America, we have the American flag. They're not Mexican Americans. If they're born here, they're Americans. If they're citizens, they're freaking Americans. They're not Mexicans anymore. I hate the word African American, Mexican American, Irish American, Italian American. My family come from Britain years and years and years and years ago. I'm never saying British American. I say I'm American. I wouldn't give my freedom, my country, or anything up for that ever. Ever. And for some principal to kick some kids out of school because they wore a flag. And I guarantee they could have school on the 4th of July and a bunch of Mexicans come in there with a Mexican flag and he's not going to say a thing to them.
Yeah.
So it really just torques me off because, it you know what, they might as well just say, well, you know, we got to be politically correct. I heard a guy earlier say, you know, if you want to be politically correct, you're actually wrong. Because if you want to be correct, politically correct, so you're not going to say the truth. You're going to kind of bypass the truth.
Right.
That's absolutely right. It really ticks you off when you sit there and think, you know, we got thousands that died just in the last 8 years for this country. You go back
right.
To Korea, they lost over 50,000. Vietnam lost over 50,000. God only knows how many in World War II, World War I. And these guys that defended our flag, not to mention, you know, First Desert Storm, you know, and Grenada and all the other things they've done. And these guys just defended a country that's kept our freedom and we're the freest country in the world. And people don't think we're the best country in the world. They think that other countries have it so much easier. I don't see them flocking all the way across our country into Canada. They're coming to the United States. And I'm not bashing Canada. So, Sam, don't get all mad at me. But they come to the States. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
We are the best country in the world, and I see nothing wrong with them young men showing their pride with the flag. Whether they did it just to spark problems or not, I don't care. I don't know why we celebrate Cinco de Mayo in the United States anyway. Don't get me wrong, I like drinking beer on Cinco de Mayo. And the big specials, as a matter of fact, we ate at the Mexican restaurant on Cinco de Mayo. But at the same time, it's not something that you should not be able to show your American flag.
Absolutely.
If America was so bad, there wouldn't be as many Mexicans here to celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
Absolutely. And you know what? Here's what I say. I'm so tired of people bashing America. If you don't like it, leave. Leave. You can leave. We are not demanding that you stay. You can seek your, you can live out your life. You can seek your happiness someplace else. It doesn't have to be in this country. 800-259-5791. We got a bunch. We'll go to you next.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams. Been haunted by a million screams.
Make no mistake, our immigration system is broken. And after so many years in which Washington has failed to meet its responsibilities, Americans are right to be frustrated, including folks along border states. But the answer isn't to undermine fundamental principles that define us as a nation. We can't start singling out people because of who they look like or how they talk or how they dress. We can't turn law-abiding American citizens and law-abiding immigrants into subjects of suspicion and abuse. We can't divide the American people that way. That's not the answer. That's not who we are as the United States of America. And that's why I've instructed my administration to closely monitor the new law in Arizona, to examine the civil rights and other implications that it may have. That's why we have to close the door on this kind of misconceived action by meeting our obligations here in Washington. So I want to say it again, just in case anybody's confused. The way to fix our broken immigration system is through common sense, comprehensive immigration reform. That means responsibility from our government to secure our borders, something we have done and will continue to do. It means responsibility from businesses that break the law by undermining American workers and exploiting undocumented workers. They've got to be held accountable. It means responsibility from people who are living here illegally. They've got to admit that they broke the law and pay taxes and pay a penalty and learn English and get right before the law.
I'll tell you what, then the thing to do is, if we're saying that, For all the people that have been waiting and waiting and biding their time and desperately want to become an American, they might as well be cutters, because then they can claim, hey, I want to be an American. I've been here and I've been living under the wire. So how fair is that? I mean, there's a lot of problems with things that are being proposed, but that's the latest from Obama on immigration. Of course, it's a slam at the Arizona immigration law. Kate, hanging with you here on America Tonight as we race toward the finish line. And it ties in with the California students who were booted home for wearing U.S. flags on their shirts. Hey, it was an Old Navy shirt. I got two of them. They're not offensive. It's an American flag. It's part of that whole Old Navy campaign. Ridiculous. I wouldn't even point it out. I don't agree with them being booted. And how about this big-time typo causing the dive on Wall Street? We keep saying, you want to talk about the next frontier for terrorism? We could have told you this 3 years ago. Definitely, when it comes to crashing computers, there's where it's at. Mm. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, before the NSA cut us off.
That's what I was thinking, exactly.
The guy on the bus with the Greyhound bus with the bomb up in New Hampshire.
Yes.
My brother called me, and I said, look, I listened to a shortwave broadcast the other day, and the Christian preacher basically said, we are under siege, Kate. We're under attack. If it's not the Islamist maniacs, which, by the way, if you've been looking at a lot of the stuff that's coming out with this plot in New York,
yep.
I talked to the fellow that owns a good friend of that owned a gun shop, and they're trying to hang this guy out to dry. Everything he did was legal when he sold this guy the firearm. So there's nothing that went wrong there. But and also when he sold his condo, when the terrorist sold his condo to the guy in Norwalk,
mm-hmm.
6 years ago, the Joint Terrorism Task Force looked into that. So this guy's been on the radar for a long time, and it's just, I'm not going to rehash other people's conspiracy theories, but something it bugs me about that. But it's nuts, everything that's going on. And I wish I had some cogent answers. But, you know, as far as the flag, the principal of the school or the administrator, whoever it was, should have said, I got news for you folks. Anybody that gives these kids with the American flags any grief, you're going home. That's what you're supposed to do. I don't care if you're from San Francisco, Guam, Maine, or anywhere else. You know, there was a time in this world's history when that flag and just the fact that you were a United States citizen, no one would lay a hand on you. Is this where we're coming to, America? Look, I'm not going to tout and say everything that we've ever done is perfect, but I'm also not going to apologize. Did my uncles, great uncles, uncles, father fight for this country? People have been asking this question over and over about our boys in uniform now. What are you fighting for?
Right.
I mean, you're going to come back and you're going to be a second-class citizen in your own country.
Sure.
I don't give a damn if you're Mexican, African, or whatever, or Canadian. You're in my country now.
Right.
You don't have to give up what you came from. You respect
sure.
where you came from. But you have to respect this country, and you don't want to do it. And Obama's calling us racist. He's siding with his puppet masters. He's trying to divide and conquer us. I'm telling you, Robert Chittum, Civil War II, the coming breakup of America, he predicted it all. And I don't want to see it happen. But if you can't deal with the American flag, and first of all, really quick, Cinco de Mayo was the celebration in 1864, whatever it was, of
Mexican independence.
Victory in a small battle over the French. Over the French. It had nothing to do with us.
That's
right. They don't even celebrate it in Mexico, and they've been teaching the Mexicans how to hate this country. And I told you once before when it came to Venezuelan and people that come from other cultures that know nothing but oppression, and then at the same time they're spitting on us when they come across the border. We are our tax dollars are supporting these people.
Oh, say that again. You are absolutely right.
Our
tax dollars are supporting these people with everything from welfare all the way down from tax returns,
right.
money they're getting back, and people will not look at that. I don't understand why they don't. The free lunches at schools.
It takes a colossal set of cujones to stand up and say, you know, something about the American flag when we're giving you the best that we have the world to offer. You're not going back to Guatemala or passing through to Canada. You're staying here. And I would, if I was a taxpayer of San Francisco, I'd say to the school board, we pay your teacher salary. We pay the administration salary. You, Mr. Administrator, Mr. Principal, you step down now, you scumbag, because you're supposed to support the children and the country that is educating these kids and people that are paying for it. Not the invaders who are basically, and I told you this before when I was with these Latino women that came here legally and did it the right way. They're laughing at us. And I want to say one other thing, and I beg you to give me 30 more seconds, because Glenn Beck, even though I don't appreciate some of the things he does, that's not the point. He mentioned 6 out of the 10 migrants down there are being raped even by the coyotes and by the Mexican police down there. That's how terrible it is. A lot of the women that I talk to, violence against women is rampant in that culture. Rampant. So why do we want to let these, excuse me, I'm sorry to say this, animals into our country?
Mm-hmm.
Let them stay there. They just abused it. And some of the men, the women that were here that I talked to, were afraid to go to our American police departments because they thought that they would be as corrupt as the Mexican police. And the consulates even told Mexican men, don't abuse your women in America because you will not be protected like you are down here.
Yeah.
So these are the animals that we're letting
in
the country. And so where are your women's rights group? Where is now? Where is
complaining?
I don't see it. You know why, Kate? It's like Bloomberg with the Muslims. He's afraid. He's up there. I don't mean to drag him in. The now is afraid. The gay rights activists are afraid. If Bloomberg's afraid of Muslims as he's trying to disarm America. He blamed everybody but the real terrorists that are doing this because they're afraid. They go up against groups that are of true blue American, maybe heterosexual Christian, and you can demonize us and say nothing about the people that are trying to tear the country apart. And I'm sorry I went on so long.
No, but you're right. You're right, and we can go even further with that, and we will next week, Mark. You have a good weekend. Well, there's some things that I've dug up about what's happening in the country as far as handing out pay, and we'll do that on Monday's show. Quickly, Al in Canada, you have the last word. Use it well, my friend. Hello.
Yeah, hi. How many of these illegal aliens are actually working? Like most of them get work harvesting fruit and vegetables, right? In California.
Mm-hmm.
Are there a lot of fruit and vegetables grown in Arizona?
No, but what they're doing is getting other jobs, the manufacturing jobs, working that, or working as domestics, or working in construction.
So most of them are working, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, working under the wire a lot. Yeah.
The ones that aren't involved in drugs, in selling, in pushing drugs, and also, you know, Greece. Everybody's talking about what's going on in Athens, Greece, right now, eh?
Yeah.
United States and Canada should just take a look at Greece.
Oh.
If we want to wind up like Greece, just keep going to the left. Just keep moving to the left. You know, what's that old saying? The squeaky wheel gets the grease. In this case, the squeaky wheel is the grease. You know, they're going to bail out Greece the way they bailed out Chrysler and GM, right?
Yes, and they're trying to do that already, but there's still riots in the streets. Al, great call. You made an excellent point about bailing out Greece, and take a look at what's happening there. It is something to show you that is starting to spread to other parts of Europe. You look at Spain with 20% unemployment, scary stuff there. You look at these elections in England, and I think even better yet, let's stick to our own backyard. The United States and Canada, Al's right, should take a look at what's happening, no doubt. All right, Mother's Day is this weekend, and we're mixing this with a little patriotism. I just wanted to say, don't forget your mother. But it was Calvin Coolidge who said, patriotism is easy to understand in America. It means looking out for yourself by looking out for your country.